about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
That is proudly powered by fruits and veggies. In fact, I've had several people this week talk to me about how they were getting the, you know, seasonal bronchitis. One of my colleagues in the Salem Radio Network was saying how he's got a cold coming on. I'm like, dude, you got to double and triple team that thing with some fruits and veggies. You'll be back at it tomorrow. And he said he was going to give it a try. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, the originator of fruits and veggies, he doesn't say he created it. He gives that credit to the Almighty. But he did do the research to get the 31 fruits and veggies in the formula that I now take proudly every day for Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. And Dr. Howard, you were just telling me off air, one of the most interesting things, you know, I've known a few people that have had appendectomies. And when I was having some gallbladder issues this last year, I did some research on appendectomy and gallbladder and all this removal. And I've always thought, you know, it's weird to hear doctors tell you that, oh, you don't need that. You know, you're fine living without this. You just found a new study that says what?
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy because I've heard this. It's never made sense to me, even when I was in medical school. And they said, oh, yeah, you can just take that piece out. It's just a leftover from prehistoric evolution. You don't really need it. And even then, it never made sense. And then it started to come across how much lymph tissue is in there, how much it really is important to your immune system and all the work that it's doing. And now there's a study that was a record of over 62 million people. And they found that those who had an appendectomy increased their risk of Parkinson's disease by over 3 times, 300% increased risk of Parkinson's disease if you had your appendix out. Now, I don't want everybody to go crazy nuts. Oh, I've had mine out. I'm going to end up with Parkinson's disease. But what this does tell you is if you've had your appendix out, you need to be doing something more than you would have done to keep your immune system high. That your brain doesn't get attacked by things that wouldn't have been attacked with before. And, you know, doctors might go, oh, this is malarkey, blah, blah, blah. No, this is absolute positive study proof in more than one country, actually. Denmark did it, United States did it, and Sweden had a study on it. It's clear proof. This is not even in questionable areas. And, you know, another thing with that, When you first came on, you were talking about colds and the time of season and everything. I do want people to understand, too, that boosting up your fruit and vegetable intake on your own, on your dinner plate, and with Balance of Nature fruits and veggies doesn't cure anything. It doesn't cure the common cold. In fact, it's common knowledge that most all of us are walking around with the same viruses and the same bacteria in and on us as the next person. It's just that is our immune system strong enough to fight it compared to the next person?
Huh.
And so the key is Balance of Nature. All it does is give your body the chemistry that it needs because we're all fantastic chemical laboratories. Every function in our body is a chemical process. Every single function, if you see something, you hear something, you smell something, you feel something, you taste, it's all a chemical process. And so all it does is give it all of the chemistry so that the immune system can function at its highest possible, you know, at its highest rate.
Level, yeah.
And so that, yeah, at its highest level, that's what I'm trying to say. And so what it does is it helps your body do what it's meant to do anyways. And I get every day, I get dozens and dozens of people that are talking to their health coach and they're telling them, I haven't had a cold for all this year. I haven't had an allergy this year. I haven't had a cold or flu for 5 years. That one I hear probably at least 5 years. I hear that every day.
Yeah.
And again, we haven't cured the common cold. The virus is still there. It's just that
your body's fighting it off.
Your immune system. Exactly. And we're coming into that right now. We start eating lousy and all things. Thanksgiving's coming up. I don't think I'm going to talk everybody into eating, you know, not overeating and don't eat pie and all that. Sure, you're going to. So you're going to stress your system. So you want to increase the the chemistry that's supposed to be in there fighting and doing its job in the meantime.
Right.
And that's what we do. And that's how this works even with Parkinson's and the appendix. We didn't see any link to that. And this takes me back to reminding people that you're responsible for your health. You are responsible, not your doctor, not me, not Kevin McCullough, that you have to take responsibility for your own health. And so when somebody recommends you do something, whether that's take a drug or have something cut out of your body, you need to think about it. And you need to really find out, talk to other people, find out what the risks are, what the benefits are versus the risks.
Yeah.
And it's your body. You've only got one of them.
Well, friends, this is one of the reasons why I love having Dr. Howard on the air, because not only have I personally benefited by Balance of Nature, but when these medical studies, and that's why we focus on wellness once a week, I want you to be up to speed on what's going on. But how many of us knew that the appendix was part of our immune system? We've been told for time immemorial that it's just not a needed part, and yet it actually has a function. God created it to do certain things, and if you're without it, what Doc is saying is really important. You need to boost your immune system in other ways. And let me just tell you that they've got one of the best deals I've ever seen for Balance of Nature. 35% off your preferred order if you call today. They are not going to be able to keep this special around for a very long time, so you need to act quickly. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code that you hear on this show and this station. But you need to make sure that you do that as quickly as possible, and then have that Balance of Nature on hand. Doc, I loaded up with a few extra bottles. We've had a little bit of sniffles and sneezes in the house. We're trying to knock them out, you know, as we're able to here. And I don't worry as much about getting around the kids when they're sick. Like, I just don't catch things anymore. It's a real miracle in many respects. And I haven't had my bronchitis in nearly 5 years.
Yeah, and I know, because when I first started talking to you, you got it every year, at least.
Every time the weather changed.
And I remember telling you, you know, what's your most important asset? Kevin, it's your voice. You got to take care of it.
That's right. That's right.
It's not your face. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
All right. Well, speaking of Halloween creatures, Doc, we appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
No, I got to cover that. I can't leave that with that, Kevin. I'm a little joking. I'm told all the time I have a radio face. So.
Well, if I look as good as you at that point of life, then I'm going to be very, very happy. But always appreciate the input, Doc, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Kevin McCullough coming up. My final thought next.